Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show on EOTM Radio. I'd like to thank you each for joining us again tonight. We have a great show lined up. As always, we'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Most of you may remember about 2 weeks ago, we had four women on our show, beautiful women, to weigh in on what women really think about men in 2011 when it comes to dating. Well, tonight we're turning the tables, and we have a guest panel of men on, and they're going to weigh in on what men really think about women in 2011 when it comes to dating. So they're very interesting conversations. Also, I will be debuting my new single called Forever. It's off my new album coming out called A Day in the Night. It's going to be available on iTunes tomorrow and on my website, stephennightmusic.webster.com, so make sure you check it out. We want you to be part of the discussion, so make sure that you call in with your questions or comments. Join us in chat and join us on Facebook and Twitter. The number here is 718-664-6543. And the link to our chat is on our Facebook page. Ms. Parker, I think you're having some technical difficulties.
Can you guys hear me?
There you go. How you doing?
Okay. I am a little under the weather today, so please bear with me. I got the little cold that's going around. So.
Yeah, I'm getting over myself.
Yeah, one thing you had it before me.
Right, I might have given it to you. Are you excited about tonight's show?
It's going to be interesting. I don't know if I'm excited, but I'm looking forward to hear men think about the dating scene.
Yeah. Well, Chike, we know you're on the line. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing
well.
How are you?
Thanks.
Okay. What do you have going on for?
Hey, Ms. Parker, how you doing?
I am hanging in there. How are you?
I'm well. I can't complain. I'm going to be reviewing three movies tonight. The first one is What's Your Number? The second one is 50-50, and the third one is The Ides of March. The first one, What's Your Number, is, you know, your run-of-your-mill comedy. It's about a woman who is trying to find out what she's doing wrong in her dating game. And she's rehashing some of her old dates and going backward from the past up into present. It's pretty funny, but it's kind of expected. It goes the way that those movies normally go. So there's no big surprise there, but you will laugh.
Okay.
So you make your decision if you're going to spend your money on that or not. But I did find it a little funny. Second movie, 50-50, was funny, and it was also moving at the same time. That stars Seth Rogen, and that's pretty much about a young man who finds out that he has cancer.
Wow.
And it's terminal. The interesting thing about that is that I like the dynamic of someone younger in a movie having cancer, and they show you how a younger person might deal with it as opposed to someone further along in age who has lived a certain amount of life. You know,
right,
this guy,
right.
I think he's basically in his 20s, and he just, he found out that he had cancer, and how he comes to terms with that, and then what that does to his psyche, and then the people around him. So that's pretty interesting. The third movie, The Ides of March, which was killer. You know, George Clooney doesn't go wrong. He actually directed the movie. And him and Ryan Gosling did a smash-up job in this movie. And it really goes in depth to take a look at how political campaigns are ran and what goes on in the backroom deals when it goes to dealing with these politicians and how they run their campaigns and the stuff that they hide and things that they have online for the sake of having this job in political office. I think you get a little bit of education out of that, too.
Okay.
What were you about to say?
No, I was just going to I was actually waiting for you to finish this. I happened to see Kevin Hart's movie yesterday. Have you seen that? You saw that,
yes.
Right?
Yeah,
I have a laugh so hard. That thing had me crying. There's something wrong with him.
You remember what I said last week was that I think that he's going to be, you know, the next generation's Eddie Murphy. I think he's going to be that next, you know, generation of comedic superstar. He definitely has what it takes.
He does. Remember, you're going to learn today. I won't talk about that on there, but y'all got to check that out. That was hilarious. And I'm hoarse anyway, so laughing, it was just crazy.
Yeah, that's a must-see. And I just have to mention a couple things and wrapping up. I did attend the Debonair Model Launch Party this past week, and it was killer. You know, I've never been around so many beautiful people all at once. It was making me sick. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I didn't really post any pictures just because I felt ugly. I wasn't doing it. They had a caterer there. This pink velvet dessert place, they have the best desserts I have ever tasted in my life. I've never been so souped over a cupcake in my life. Please go to their website. The name of these people, they're called Pink Velvet Desserts. Please go to their website and order some of their cupcakes. Actually, all their stuff is good, but I'm sold on the cupcakes. And also I need to mention on October 27th, the Stephen Knight Show will be represented on the red carpet of FMB Industry Night in Philadelphia. So if you're in Philly on October 27th, come on out to the red carpet and check us out. I will be interviewing on the red carpet. Stephen Knight Show will be represented. And we'll have some fun. We'll do some networking, be around some beautiful people, have a couple of drinks and some nosh. We'll have fun.
Did you do your casting call yet, or is that coming up?
That's coming up. Thank you for prepping that for me, boss. That actually is going to be on October 16th. So if you don't have my Facebook page, please go find me on Facebook and friend me, because I'm constantly posting all that stuff on Facebook, so you can get all that information from Facebook. I'm doing a casting call for models, or not models, for an art installation project that I'm working on. It's actually me and two other people, Wosan of GHA Photography and Nikki Brown. We are all doing this artistic installation, if you will. And we're kind of sort of in the same lane, but in different lanes. I don't want to talk about it too much. You know, at the casting call, we'll talk about it. But, you know, if you're interested, check me out on Facebook. You know, go to the invite and say that you're going to attend, and we'll take it from there.
Okay.
Other than that, that's all I have. Wait a minute, one more thing. I just want to give the people the site for the industry night party in case they want to buy advance tickets. You go to www.joinincrowd.net. Again, that's www.joinincrowd.net.
Sounds great. Well, good luck with everything, CK. Thank you, as always, for what you do. And can you announce who's going to be on our show next week, please, for those that are listening?
I'm about to announce it. Miss Selena Johnson is going to be on the show.
Selena Johnson is coming on.
Excited. She's actually going to be in New York on the 5th performing, and I think I'm going to slide out to that. Yeah.
Sounds great.
I'm going to go see her. Yeah.
Well, we definitely look
forward to that. Really, really excited about that.
All right. Well, thanks, TK, as always, okay?
Thank you, sir. Ms. Parker,
all right.
Have a good night.
Thanks,
feel better, babe.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Hey, Ron. You're up. What's up, Aaron?
Yo.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
I apologize, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but we're back. Hey, Ron, what's up, man? How you doing?
Oh,
tonight?
Man, live internet radio, man. You got to love it. You got to love it.
How you doing,
man? I'm doing great, man. Oh, boy. How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm great.
Ms. Parker, you good?
I am hanging in there. Not feeling too well, but
well, that's
I'm hanging
good.
In
that's
there.
How are good. You? I'm doing good.
How's the weather in D.C.?
Cold. It's cold, y'all. It's cold up here. It's cold. But with that being said, man, let me go ahead and get on right down to it. All right. Falcons, good job yesterday. Redskins, good job yesterday also. Now to the bad. Eagles. What's up, Eagles? Man, y'all not. What happened to this, like, dream team, this, like, Super Bowl-ready, you know, dream team? It's just not working right now. Yo, they got two more games. They have to win their next two games. If they go 0-2 in these next two games, it's a wrap. It's over. It's done. See you next year. They need to win both of these next two games to at least get some kind of momentum to kind of get them back up. Because right now, Redskins and the Giants are playing great football right now. They're playing really good football in the NFC East. So, you know, Philly, wake up. Come on, y'all. Come on. And don't blame Michael Vick. It's not Michael Vick's fault. He's playing great football, man. It's not his fault, definitely. Not his fault. All right. Shout out. Detroit Lions, man. Who would have thought 4-0 Detroit Lions came back and beat Dallas?
Wow.
Crazy.
Even the Raiders are doing pretty good so far, right?
Who?
The Raiders?
Yeah, they're all right. I mean, they're all right. They're all right.
Yeah.
They're all right. I'll just say that. So far, they are. Right. So far, so good. Now, my team that's really doing good, man, and people really aren't talking about them, though, Baltimore Ravens. I was actually at the game last night. They crushed the New York Jets. I mean, crushed them, destroyed them. The Ravens' defense, to me, is the best defense in the NFL. And they're not a young team. I mean, they are a pretty old team when it comes to defense. But they play these guys. I mean, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Suggs. I mean, they just go out there and they just play their hearts out. They go out there and they ball. Their defense is their offense now, right now. I mean, they're the best, hands down to me, best defense in the league. Good job, Ravens. Keep it up.
So what's going on with basketball? I hear it's not looking good.
The what?
With basketball? NBA?
Basketball, yeah. Well, I don't think there's going to be a season.
I heard Kobe has already agreed to play overseas somewhere. I forgot where it was.
$2 million.
Say what, Ms. Parker?
A chump change.
Right. Over pretty much chump change. Yeah, it's always over money, man. It's always over money, you know. It's pretty much millionaires versus billionaires, so.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It is.
So I don't think there's going to be a season. And honestly, I think it's going to hurt the players more than it's going to hurt the owners. So.
Why you say that?
Because I think that people look at NBA players as being overpaid anyway.
Yeah.
And I think people are just going to look at this as something negative on the players.
Okay.
You know, they're already overpaid now. What they want more and more money. They're already overpaid anyway. Yada yada yada. It's all about the money. They have these huge contracts, guaranteed contracts.
Endorsements.
You name it. Right. So I don't think that it's going to really look good for the young players.
But
you know, you never know. Maybe tomorrow they'll sign off on it, and there will be a season. Who knows? But as of right now, it doesn't look good.
We'll definitely see. Anything else you want to discuss?
No, sir. That's pretty much it. You can catch me because you all can hear the dogs barking now. So catch me on Twitter on Ron Cosby 1. That's Ron Cosby 1 on Twitter or Facebook, A. Ron Cosby. And I'm out.
Appreciate you.
No problem. You have a good night.
Okay. You too. Miss Ferguson, are you on the line? Janera?
Yep, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Are you excited about our show about what men think about women when it comes to dating?
Yes, I am, because I need to know this.
And why do you need to know that?
Because I need to know what's going on in my boyfriend's mind.
Oh. But so you almost married now.
What did you say?
Well, I said you're just about married now, huh?
Well, I guess. Some would call it that. I certainly don't, but some people would.
Well, let me put you on the spot. What's going on with the Bunch Shop Hall?
Okay, well, I have a couple of good things for you guys tonight. And I hope that I tried to actually find something that went towards men and women, because I know that that's always been, that's been your complaint about me, Stephen. So I tried to find a couple of things for men and women. I think most of everything that I have, with the exception of two sales, is geared toward men and women. So the first sale that I wanted to tell everybody about tonight was, Gap Banana Republic and Old Navy. Now, of course, I always like to stress that this is the same, they fall under the same parent company, and they also have another company that sells shoes, clothes, and accessories all together, and that's called Piperline.com. So if you go online to Old Navy, Gap, or Banana Republic, they're having a 48-hour sale, and you can get between now and tomorrow, you can get 30% off. You can also go in stores and do the same thing, but of course, you can shop online 24 hours a day. So just go to Old Navy, Gap, or Banana Republic for that 30% off. And they're always having a sale. So if I ever find out that they're having a sale, I'll always bring it to you, because I know, like at Banana Republic, it's always kind of hard to get good prices in Banana Republic. Gap, yeah, you can probably get a decent price item in Gap, and you can definitely get a decently priced item in Old Navy, but Banana Republic is always sort of iffy. So whenever I find any type of sale there, I'll definitely tell everybody. Lord and Taylor, I'm not sure if you're from, you know, I'm not sure how many listeners know the history of Lord and Taylor, but there used to be one in Atlanta at Fifth. It's now Nordstrom. Nordstrom took its place. But that department store used to be Fifth, and I used to love Lord and Taylor when it was here. But they also still have an online store. Just because they went out of business in Georgia doesn't necessarily mean that they went out of business altogether. So they're having a sale. You can get 20% off of everything. So just go to www.lordandtaylor.com, and you can get 20% off of everything in the store, online as well, including sale items. Okay. Another sale that ends today is the Bloomingdale's Friends and Family Sale. Now, I know I usually tell you guys about stuff at the last minute, but the reason for that is because a lot of these sales happen. They do, like, flash sales over the weekend, or they advertise for their sales over the weekend. So I tell you about them as soon as I possibly can because the show is, of course, on Monday. But Bloomingdale's, this is the last night for their Friends and Family Sale, and you can get 20% off of almost everything in the store, and that's regular price and sale price items. So you might want to go to www.bloomingdales.com, and you can shop their Friends and Family event. My favorite sale of the evening is at Target. They're having a really, really good sale between now and October 15th. If you shop there, you can buy one. You can get one. If you can buy one and get one 50% off of all shoes and handbags. And I don't know if you've seen their shoe collection yet. I don't know if you've seen their shoe collection. They have some really cute boots this fall. So just buy one, get one off, and you can mix and match as well. If you want to get, you know, a pair of shoes and get a handbag to go with those shoes, you're more than welcome to do that. And then to top it off, they're also having a sale where you can get 10% off of all outerwear if you spend $50 or more. So that might be something you want to check out. You know, Target is really, really good about getting, you know, having, you know, of course, bringing good fashion at great prices. So that's something that everybody might want to check out if they're shopping on a budget like me. Another sale that's going on right now is Victoria's Secret. And, you know, I always tell you guys about Victoria's Secret sales because Victoria's Secret is crazy with their prices. So they're having a sale now, and they're trying to get rid of all of their clearance items. And I don't know if you know about Victoria's Secret, but what they do is they'll put something on clearance, and then the very next season they'll mark it up to regular price. So they keep their stuff online. Of course, you can only buy clothes online at Victoria's Secret. You can't get them in the store. You can only get lingerie and pajamas and makeup in the stores. But if you're trying to get any type of clothes, shoes, or accessories, you can get that online. And like I said, their clearance prices, their clearance items are up to 70% off, and they have over 1,200 items. So you might want to try to look at that. And like I said, Victoria's Secret is really, really good about marking things back up after, you know, at the beginning of a new season. So you don't have to worry. You know, some people are worried about being out of season or whatever, buying things out of season. Victoria's Secret is definitely the store for you to get something out of season. Because the first time it happened, I said, okay, maybe this is a fluke. The second time, I said, okay, now they're just messing with me. I think I was kind of hot. So you might want to check out Victoria's Secret. Another one is Parker. This is just for women. You would love this store. Toby.com, have you heard of them?
No, what is it?
It's Toby.com, and it's www.tobi.com. You would love this store. Even when the stuff is regular price, it's like decently priced. And they have like some really, really cute trendy items. And they're having a sale right now. You can get 30% off of new arrivals. And when I checked this website out, they had some really cute dresses. They had some really cute shoes. And it's like, do you know about Anthropology?
Yeah.
It's like Anthropology, but a lot cheaper. Like, that's the type of styles they have. I love it. I absolutely love it. And so they have, like, a lot of cute dresses, tops, pants, everything. And my last sale of the evening is CNC California. And this is a store. Of course, this is based out of California. Now, they have their own brand, but they also sell other high-end brands like AG Jeans or 7 Jeans. They're having a sale that's going to end tonight. And you can get an extra 40% off all sale items with the code CCSALE40. So you better hurry up because you only have an hour and a half left to shop. if you're interested in these sales, and again, that's CNC California with the code CCSALE40. So that's all I have for you this evening.
A lot of sales going on, huh?
Oh, yeah, and then a lot of stuff is coming up because Columbus Day is right around the corner. So you're really going to get a lot of sales. I wish that I was at Belk at Phipps this weekend, and they were having a really good sale. They had 50% off of all of their sale items, and that stuff was already reduced up to 60%, and then you can get, like, an additional 50% off of that. I was in heaven. I didn't know what to do with myself. So, yeah, but that ended yesterday, unfortunately. So, you know, and that was something that they did for the moment. So I was really, really happy just to happen on that sale.
And all these can be found on your website, budgetshopaholic.com. Is that correct?
It surely can. Yes, it surely can.
All right. Well, as always, we thank you for bringing us the latest finds and helping save money. It's always a good thing.
Keeping us up on this discount.
All right.
I know. You know it.
Thank you.
All right.
You.
Well, you have a great evening, and I hope you stay tuned to find out what men think about women.
Yeah, I suppose I need to know this because this is, you know, sometimes I think he's a hot mess. So.
Well, good night to them.
Aren't they all?
All right. Good night, guys.
Have a good one.
You too. Ms. Park, let's keep going into entertainment because we have to get our discussion. So what do you have going on in entertainment right now?
Entertainment and news. I really don't have that much entertainment stuff going on, but I have some news. I don't know if you've been following the Amanda Knox story. She was accused of murdering her roommate overseas,
yeah.
And the verdict was overturned today. So she is freed and will be leaving and coming home pretty soon. I'm not sure what's going on with this case. I've been following it, but it's so confusing and so many people involved,
yeah.
And the evidence is just way confusing, so I don't know what they're saying. And she didn't do it. I'm happy she, you know.
And they said that she had no motive to want to kill the girl, you know. And
yeah,
she,
I mean, but they're saying that they were, you know, like heavily drugged, too.
Oh, okay. Drugs involved.
Okay. Yeah, and then African exchange student was convicted as well. His DNA was actually found there. Another thing is, too, I believe that they were in a house when it happened. So they're saying, like, how could they be in a house and not know what was going on if they weren't involved. So I don't know. But anyway, the verdict was overturned, and she should be coming home back to the U.S. Any day now. Did you hear about the case with Anderson Cooper? You know, he has his new show been on air for about a month now. Excuse me, my head is pounding, my cold. I believe the producer was doing a show on teenagers doing crazy stuff, like I guess skateboarding or skydiving or so they gave a teenager a camera to film all the crazy stuff that him and his friend would go around doing. And he actually is in the hospital because he was trying to do some crazy skateboarding tricks and stuff that he fell on his head. So he's in a coma right now, and they're blaming it the show for it, saying that the show encouraged, you know, the teenagers to go out and do crazy stuff. So of course that show was canceled, not Anderson Cooper's show, but that episode was canceled.
Another show.
And Anderson Cooper released a statement. Yeah. Hopefully, the teenager will recover. He's not looking too good, but hopefully he will recover. Hugh Hefner ex girlfriend is auctioning off her $90,000 ring.
From you?
Yeah, the engagement ring that, you know, she got cold feet like the day before the wedding, whatever, and canceled the wedding. So
she couldn't.
Right, I guess she came up and kept it moving. Wow. I'm curious to see how much that ring is really going to go for. I'm sure it's going to go more than the $90K. Annie Rooney, I'm so sad he left. 60 Minutes. I've been watching 60 Minutes since I was little. He's just a cranky old man, but he's always like a low sense of humor at the end of, because 60 Minutes is such a serious news show.
Yes.
He's always like, you know, like he brings a little bit of humor in
lightheartedness to the show. So I'm sad to see him leave. He has been on air or in television and writing news production for over 70 years.
Wow.
So I guess he definitely deserves a break, I guess. He's like 92,
yes.
So. Now, in, I guess, entertainment news, the only thing I really have is the BET weekend was this past weekend. T.I. is back out in the streets. Hopefully he will stay out of prison. Yeah, they had a welcome home T.I. weekend. It was Jeezy's birthday, so they had a kind of celebration in town. And the BET, of course, the BET Awards is pretty big in Atlanta. So there was a lot of things going on in Atlanta this weekend. Did you get into anything this weekend?
No, I didn't. I've been so busy dealing with the music and everything. But I heard that he and P. Diddy kind of had some words because P. Diddy kept trying to get everyone to buy Ciroc, 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 and T.I. kind of called him out on it. I saw an article. I didn't really read the article. I just saw the headline. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I heard that on the radio this morning that he was upset because T.I. tables didn't have any Ciroc on the table. Like they had, I guess, Goose and other, you know, other liquor or whatever.
Okay.
And so I guess T.I. got on the mic and was like, dude, I guess it's not that serious or whatever. You know, I don't know. So.
It's crazy. Okay.
But, you know, Diddy is, he's serious about that damn Ciroc. I don't even like Ciroc.
Right. That's his thing.
That's his side hustle, and they said that Ciroc was like the best investment he could have ever made. Supposedly he's making crazy money off of it, so
okay.
I'm sure like one person not buying your liquor in a club is not going to make a big dent in your pocket. So
it'd be all right. Well, when we come back for commercial break, we're going to have our conversation with the gentleman on what men think about women in 2011. We'll be right back after this.
Double XL is the number one selling music magazine worldwide, covering amongst the widespread from breaking news, new music, and all time's biggest artists. If you're not tuned in with Double XL, you should grab your copy immediately at your nearest Walmart or other place of business. Double XL is the most trusted name in the world of hip-hop. Visit XXLMag.com for news updates, hottest new hip-hop bangers, and the most popular blog site in hip-hop society today. Are you interested in becoming a part of Double XL? Contact Double XL Mag at 212-807-7100 or contact Double XL through email at XXL@harris-pub.com. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy Double XL Magazine. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic Speedy Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight. Many of you may remember a couple weeks ago we had four women on our show who weighed in on their perspective of what women really think about men when it comes to dating in 2011. We all know how crazy and frustrating dating can be, but tonight we decided to turn it around to the fellas and ask them to weigh in on what they think men really think about women in this day and age. We would love for you to be part of the discussion tonight. I already see a lot of people in chat, also Facebook, Twitter, and share your opinions with us. You can also call in 718-664-6543. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to introduce, I don't think all the guests are here, I know these three are here, but I'm going to introduce them. And gentlemen, if you all could state if you're single, married, if you're dating, if you have prospects, so just so we can get an idea of who we're talking to. So first let's talk to Ron. Ron, you there? Okay, Ron might be the one that's not here. Tyrone, you there?
I'm here. Single, dating, happy.
Sandy, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, and what's your status here?
Man, I am single, semi-dating, I guess you could say. And happy, I guess you could say, too.
Okay. And Marcus. What's up, Marcus? You there? Marcus? Is Ron there? Okay. Well,
I think Marcus is on Facebook.
Huh?
I think Marcus is on Facebook. I'm about to tell him. He needs to get off Facebook and call.
Okay, yes, I'm the call. Well, we have two people on, so we're going to get the conversation started because people want to know what's going on. So, Tyrone, let me ask you first. What do you think about dating in general in 2011?
Oh, Lord.
Dating in general, what I think is that you probably have more people single than ever before. And even as ages escalate, I think marriages are dwindling in this fast technology world. I think people move on from relationships a lot quicker than ever before, and I think it will continue to do that. I think because we live in such a fast paced society, I think we get tired of relationships quicker than ever before, and we get tired of the same people that we're in relationships with. So I just think we'll just continue that trend.
Sandy, what do you think about dating in general when it comes in 2011? I know obviously it's changed. What are your thoughts?
Man, I think dating in 2011 is a lost art. I think a lot of people don't know what they're doing, need to get their acts together, and need to figure this thing out so everybody can be happy.
Okay, so what are some of the challenges that you think? Like you saying it's something you have to learn how to do it right. What are some of the things that people are doing wrong?
I think one of the main things that people are doing wrong is communication. Everybody talks about how communication is the key to this and the key to that. But
right.
Every time I turn around, there's always some kind of communication breakdown, whether it's coming from the man, whether it's coming from the woman, whether it's coming from I thought we were going here, I thought we were doing this, I thought we were doing this at this time, and all of that, that's where it all really, really centers around. Is the communication gap. There's other aspects too, but that communication thing needs to be worked on.
Tom, what do you think about this?
I mean, communication is definitely there's a breakdown. I mean, to me, I think if we're going dating in general or dating, I don't know if this is specific towards the black community. I don't know because those two there's. There's a different separation and different problems, I would say. But I would also say expectations in the relationship. I think that a lot of times two people go date in relationship and have two totally different expectations. But that falls in line with communication and what the expectations of what the other partner should be doing while dating. I think a lot of times expectations of someone that you don't have anything and never told before leads to disappointment all the time, but the person never set the expectations to the other person on what they expected in the relationship or dating.
One of the things that we talked about when we had our ladies on a couple weeks ago, they were talking about how, you know, a lot of women try to change a man. You know what I mean? They try to change a man and try to mold him into the person that they want him to be. What are your opinions on that?
It depends.
I don't know who you're asking that to. So,
anyone. Do you feel? Well, both of you are dating, okay? So, have you been in a situation where a woman has tried to change you into who she thought you should be?
Here's the thing about the whole changing thing for me. If you liked me before,
mm-hmm.
why are you going to change me into something that isn't what you fell for in the first place?
Okay.
Because once I change, I'm not the guy you fell for. I'm somebody else. You know, and so that whole changing thing, everybody could change. You know, everybody needs work.
Right.
But it really works is when you accept that person's faults and y'all try to work through them together, you know, and not so much try to change and mold them completely. We all have bad habits. You know, and bad habits need to be fixed. But
right.
overall, don't sit there and try to change, you know, don't try to sit here and change Ray J into Fabulous. You feel what I'm saying?
Right,
you can't
right,
do,
right.
You know, if you want mm-hmm. Fabulous, you need to date Fabulous.
Right.
Period.
Right.
So.
Tyrone?
I mean, I've been the same thing. I mean, as long as I mean, I've never been in a relationship, you know. Fortunately, people like me for me. But I do have bad habits, and you know, if what they're doing is changing or you know, some of the rough parts, trying to polish some of, you know, my bad habits, or they're exposing me to stuff that I would have never been interested in stuff, I'm open to that. And I may be a better person leaving that relationship from experiencing different things from that particular person that I never had before. But, you know, really like trying to change who that person is, I don't think you can. I think you can, again, I think you can polish some of the rough parts, but you can't change the core of what a person is. Now, I just think that's ludicrous and stupid to begin with.
Someone commented in the chat, they said, it's not necessarily true. A woman falls for future in the words that comes out of men's mouths. So do you think that plays a role in them trying to change into what maybe we as men may tell women, oh, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that? Do you think that's where that comes from, this changing, or do you think that women just try to change a man?
Nah, I think, and I've been in situations where a woman has tried to change me.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, like he said, you know, as far as turning me on to different things, different experiences and things of that nature, that's one thing. But
okay.
Just try to completely change who I am and what I do and what I like doing on the regular basis. Like, that's one of the big issues where we all know every person has an ego. But
right.
Women as a whole just feel like, oh, I can change him.
Mm.
I very rarely hear too many guys talk about changing a woman. Very rarely. And I'm
yeah.
talking about her core. I very rarely hear that. You know, so
yeah.
I don't think it's a lot. It is so much women saying or guys saying, well, yeah, we're going to do this, and then a woman saying, all right, I'm waiting. You know, she has a valid, you know, point on that, but I think a lot of times it's just a woman just trying to change and saying, this is what I want, and you're about to be it. Instead of them searching, I think a lot of it is them settling or them just falling for the first thing coming in and then trying to make it into what they really want instead of just waiting for what they really want.
Why do you think – was someone going to say something? Okay. Why do you think that some women are attracted to, you know, you see this stereotype all the time, that women are attracted to the quote-unquote thug or the bad guy, and it seems like that the good guy finishes last. What is your opinion about that?
What I would say about that is, I think that works both ways. But that's always been, I mean, whether it's the fascination of the bad boy, you know, the more famous, the football player, the
mm-hmm.
you know, the person who looks like the biggest player in the room or something like that, even though it should sound like a turnoff, it isn't. But that can also fall in line to change. It's times girls fall in time with those type of dudes, and those are the ones that they try to change. And you can't
yeah,
change.
That's true.
You can't. And that's where the change, trying to change someone's different. And sometimes people who are there physically and sexually attracted to aren't the ones particularly you want a future with, but you're trying to change that person into some future, into some idea that you want later on in life. I mean, guys can do it somewhat as well, whether it's, you know, you know, a stripper or, you know, some hoe or something like that. And now you're trying to, you know, that's why we have to say you can't turn that into a housewife.
Right.
But I do think the biggest misconception is when women say they want some corporate thug or something like that, where they want the best of both worlds, and unfortunately, you're probably not going to get it. Either you get one or the other.
Right.
I mean, I would say our music culture has facilitated a lot, you know, based on what we bring as cool, you know, about our men, and even though the perpetuation of the music that's being portrayed is probably men of the, I don't want to say the lowest degree, but uneducated young men in prison, men perpetuating what's popular or what's cool to be a man, even though those type of men don't take care of their kids, has affected a lot of females' minds mentally on what they perceive is a thuggish man, but not a man acting like a man.
Tyrone, I've heard you say before in conversations that men, a lot of what we do is centered around getting the attention of women. So if women were attracted to that corporate American, you know, straight and narrow guy, most men would be, that would be popular. But a lot of women seem to be attracted to the guy who
Exactly. Why did that corporate man feel the need to wear? And I'm not just saying this, but why is it that we'll wear his hat to the back and sag his jeans up on the weekends? Or some of the perception. I've always said this: if black women only went after black men with college degrees and spoke articulate, guess what every black man would be buying to do? We as men tend to do. I mean, the reason why we dress, the car we buy, the 99% of the reason of it is to attract. It's the peacock effect. We know what women like, and so and it's standing out. So it just depends. Sometimes it can be good things. Sometimes it can be bad things on why we stand out. But it's the very reason why we pursue, you know, a job to try to make as much money as we can and things of that nature, because we all know ultimately that attracts women. Directly or indirectly. Because at the end of the day, what women, even if it's long-term, even if you're a good dude, long-term, you know, security, women look for that long-term. It is to be with a man that has financial security.
Someone told you to preach, by the way, in the chat room. Now, one of the things that the women we discussed, they discussed on the show 2 weeks ago, it seemed like when a man is successful in terms of making money, you know, he has nice things, that he no longer feels that he has to chase the woman. You know, back in the day, is the thing about men courting women, but now it's got away from that. It's more of the man feels like the woman needs to come, the woman needs to come to them, and you know, basically sweep him off his feet. Do you think that's true? I know that was a discussion we had a couple weeks ago.
He can go in first. I'll follow up after him.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't think it's true so much. I mean, it's if a guy's successful, you know, he's been chasing after or may have been chasing after a certain woman or certain women or a certain type of woman for X amount of time. Then he gets successful and realizes, hey, maybe I could do better because their vision wasn't clear on what I am and what I'm trying to be. So now that I am where I am and I am what I want to be, now my vision is clear on what I want, and it ain't you. And now they got a problem. Oh, no, he didn't. Now he think he's somebody. Oh, yeah, I know I'm somebody because you didn't want me then. You know. So it's their level of thinking has elevated along with their status. And now the women that were, you know, getting chased after are like, oh, no, why do I feel this way? Why do I look this way? You know, why is he doing this? Why is he doing that? And now they feel like, oh, now he want me to chase him. Well, truth be told, even if you do chase him, you're not going to get him. You know, so I think it's more so a lot of women, I've said this many a time before, a lot of women really honestly do not know what they want. They say they know what they want, but honestly, they don't know what they want in a man, period, because they say they want this, 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 and this. Then they settle for something that ain't nothing nearly like that. And like you were talking about going for the thugs, going for this, going for that. You know, I had a girl tell me one time she likes big guys because of security. You know, she feels safe and secure around them. So I could see a lot of women going for thugs based on a security standpoint. But that's ignorant in itself because if he's a thug, that's also bringing a little danger to your life as well. You know, that's not all secure. You know, somebody kick your door in, that's not secure. I mean, if he ain't there, that's really not secure. You know, a certain level of danger, a certain level of excitement and not wanting to be bored and this, that, and the third. But at the same time, they still don't know what they really, truly want. And therein lies the big problem to me.
So what about, because one of the ladies just,
Let me follow up on that. Well, you know, there's a saying, you know, if you focus on chasing women, you can't concentrate on chasing money. But if you chase money, the women will chase you. There's a huge degree of truth in that if you become a successful man. I would say when you're younger, if a woman sees a man with the potential, you know, of being very successful in them, they need to lock him down then because they supported him when he was potentially. Because the older a man gets and the more successful he gets, the less he feels the need in settling down too soon. So once you get a man, you know, if they're in their 30s and they're doing well, okay, well, since no one wanted to be with them before he became successful, he doesn't feel the need to jump and get in the relationship. And let's be honest, it, depending on how successful he is, because he brings that part as an attraction to a lot of women, there's no need to chase a woman as much because there's so many women chasing him. So then I do agree to some degree there is probably some lacking in him actually chasing a woman because he doesn't need to, because he has so many women. It's like a professional athlete. How many women is he really chasing? I mean, because at that time he has so many women chasing him. Now, what I would say ultimately is probably a girl he really wants is what he's willing or worth chasing for. But it probably becomes few and far between when he's more successful. What I would say, though, is I think it's a lot harder for females if they become successful because very few women are willing to date below their standards or their level of success, and they hold those same standards. The problem with that is that women want a man that's just as successful. Let's say a woman is very successful, and they want a man just as successful as them, but they want the man to take care of him like the chivalry, like it's 1950s, even though they make the same amount of money as the guy. And all I would say to that is if you never show your money or success within the relationship, then the guy's not benefiting any from your success as you are from him, and he might as well be dating a fine chick from Hooters because it doesn't matter financially how much you're making.
All right. Marcus has joined the conversation. What's going on, Marcus? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear
okay,
me?
Okay, Marcus, so are you single, dating, what?
A little bit of both.
Okay. Well, let me ask a question. I have a question for all three gentlemen. We'll go in order. I've heard Tyrone say this before. A man is only as faithful as his options. Tyrone, explain that. I want to see if everyone agrees.
When people look at politicians or athletes or famous people and then they can't believe that he got caught cheating, I can't believe he had an illicit affair, oh my God, and stuff like that. Is it mysteriously that these men catch a disease once they become rich and famous, or is it because mentally men would love to have sex with a lot of women, but because of their financial position or status, they never can? And if you give a man that financial position or status, they get to act out on their fantasies. So what I would say to that is if I'm not impressed by some ugly poor dude who tells me he's been happily married and never cheated for 20 years. But if Boris Kojo says he's been happily married for 10 years and he's never cheated, I'm impressed by that because I know he has a lot of options, don't I?
Okay. Do you agree, Marcus?
Yeah, to an extent. It's about actually having options from when you're young and also when you're older. But if you're used to it, you tend to not look at it as that as you get older.
If you've always had it.
Yeah, exactly. And from personal experience.
Wait. So let me ask you a question. So let's say I can understand. I think from a male point of view, we can stop pursuing it. If you're in a committed relationship, you can actually stop pursuing it. But if a fine girl throws himself, like the movie Disclosure, on you, can you stop yourself?
Yeah, I've done it before.
So let me get this straight. So if Beyonce and Halle Berry started undressing your clothes and start kissing on you, you as a man could say here on the phone that you could stop her.
If you want to, you could.
I said if you could you. Would you?
You could do anything, you know. But would I? Probably not. But could I?
That's all I wanted.
Sandy, what do you think about all this?
I'm kind of on the fence about this one. Now, Bret the Hitman Hart said something one time that always stuck with me. He said, it's easy to be faithful when nobody wants you.
Okay, yeah.
And bottom line is like, you know, when you on the bottom rung of the ladder and nobody's really pursuing you and this, that, and the third, like my man said, you know, you could stay happily married for 30, 35, 40, 50 years. But when you start to get a certain status level and people start looking at you differently, you know, it's and you've never had that foundation, you know, you've never quote unquote got it out of your system, you're gonna do something stupid. You asked the question about, you know, if Halle Berry or Beyonce started undressing in front of you, you know, could you resist? Well, the key is two sides to that. Number one, the key is knowing what you got at home and if it's worth keeping. And number two is why are you in that situation in the first place?
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying?
If we're
like at a meet and greet party and I see, you know, Halle Berry and I'm speaking and blah, 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 and we in VIP kicking it, pouring bottles and all that stuff, she's just not going to get butt naked there. But if she says, hey, you know, why don't you come back to my room and we can talk about blah, 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 blah. If I go, you know, like, it's going to be that much harder to fight. You feel what I'm
right.
saying? So you kind of got to get yourself out of those situations.
So you're saying it depends on, and I think, as Tyrone said it before, about the options. He's saying that when you're resisting, like if you're not going out to the club, you're not doing all this stuff, it's easy because you're not putting yourself in an element where the options can come to you. But if you
exactly.
is that kind of what you meant, Tyrone?
Well, yeah, I definitely agree with that. I do think you should know yourself as a person and know, like he said, know what type of relationship you have and don't want to jeopardize that, and you know, and realize what places would be bad places for you to hang out just because the temptation is too real. Because all it takes, you can deny temptation 999 times. All it takes is one temptation, for you to fail that one time. Exactly, and you've cheated. So, yeah, I agree with that. But I still will come to the consensus and say if a man has too many options, he's eventually going to fail.
Okay. Marcus, are you about to say something, Marcus?
Oh, I was just, you know, piggybacking off what is the other guy's name?
Sandy.
I was just piggybacking off him. It gets to a point where, you know, whether you're comfortable or not with those options, being there, but at the same time being able to handle them in retrospective to your relationship. Now, if you're not used to it, you know, it's going to hit you like, wow.
You
know, exactly. Like, let me try this. Let me see what's going on. If I can get away with it, why not? But then it comes to a point after you've been down that road once or twice or many times in most men cases, you get to a point where it doesn't mean that much to you anymore.
But you've been there, done that.
Exactly. And, yeah, you may fantasize over a certain kind of woman, i.e. Halle Berry or whatever, but at the same time, you also know that, well, you know what? If she's not pursuing me, you know, it's cool. But every man wants a challenge.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So if this comes too easy, especially if you're used to it, you really don't care too much. But if it's somebody that you might be interested in any kind of way, you'll press the button just to see how far you can go. But will you go that distance is up to you.
Right. I have a question. You often hear that dating is like a game, especially in this day and age. It's a game. You have to know how to play the game. Do you believe that there is like a science to success of dating and keeping someone's interest in this day and age? Fed, you go first.
Most definitely. Everything is a science. You know, it's about the type of woman you're dealing with. You know, what type of, you know, how did y'all first initially meet? You know, first date, which a lot of people, let's be honest, a lot of people don't date anymore. You know, movie, dinner in a movie, that ain't really a date. You know, that's what's considered a date, but that's not really a date. You know, people need to you know, expand their minds, use their imagination, and get a little bit more adventurous. But it's like, how is she dressed? You know, what's the conversation like? You know, what pushes her buttons? What can get this to the next level? Blah, 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 blah. And it's an art. You know, you have to figure out, once you figure out what the pluses and negatives are for each particular woman, you can get further and you can get wherever you want to get or need to get in that particular situation. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's a science. It is a game. Likewise, you got women that already know, oh, well, I'm going to do this up to this point, but I'm going to go ahead and get this free meal. I know many females like I'm not even interested in him. Like, he ain't really cute or nothing, but shoot, he paying for dinner. I'm about to eat for free. Shoot, I ain't stupid.
You know what I mean? Like that. And
they never call the dude back. They put do not answer next to his number in their phone.
Michelle.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a thing, and dude, I've seen this.
I've seen it too.
So, you know, it's yes, it is a game. You know, but at the same time,
so who's trying to call me out?
But at the same time, you know, sometimes those women can get caught and get caught up into it and be like, well, that wasn't really that bad, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? Old buddy had good defense. You know what I'm saying?
He was ready for the game. He got
past the blitz. You know what I mean? And now it's on here about the score. And still don't even know what happened.
Hold on a minute. We have a guest caller. Guest call, you there?
I'm here. Sandy know me very well.
who is this?
My name is Jarrett Fight. I'm the youth pastor at Marvin Amy Zion Church in Waxhaw, North Carolina.
Okay. And what's your comment?
Well, I've been married and with the same woman for quite a while now, and we have two beautiful boys. I think when you're dealing with the term of dating in this generation, it's no different from what our forefathers, I would say my great-great-grandparents, dealt with back in the day. The main thing was they got together early on. There was no major commitment, no major marriage, a lot of kids. Actually, my grandparents never were technically married, but they had multiple children, and they stayed with each other through thick and thin and through situations. In today's day and age, there's so much ambiguity about commitment that, you know, we can be dating or we can be friends with benefits or we can just kick it, but there is no term of long-term commitment. So as soon as something go wrong or something goes down in the relationship, both sides, the male and the female, have two different understandings of where they are in the relationship. So the man will say, well, I never committed to you. Well, the woman says, I thought we were going somewhere. Well, when we disagree, I can't say that I'm in this for the long term. It's an easy exit strategy for me. So until we decide to sit down at the table and say, you know what, I'm looking for something long term, or so she sits down at the table and gives what she really wants instead of in her mind and talking to her girlfriends by saying, girl, he can do this, we can do that, and that's all futuristically. Men are more so cake on the ground while we still around type of brothers. Women are more so pie in the sky by and by, basically saying that men deal in today and deal in right now. Women deal with tomorrow and what I can make you and what we can become. And it's like men are from Mars and women are from Venus all over again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Tyrone said earlier in the show that people are not really, well, it seems like a lot of people are not really interested in being with someone for years on years like our grandparents and our parents were. Why do you think that seems to be the case? We have so many people who are older that are single as opposed to, years ago when people were getting married, in their early 20s.
Well, the thing is, back in the day, the only option you really had that was accessible was the people in your community and the people in your area. And our communities was a lot smaller. Our communities helped us raise our children. Our communities, we went to church together. So
yeah.
We ate dinner together. We knew everything about the people we were around. Now that we've got more people with college degrees and we've gotten more education, we've got more accessibility to wealth, we've moved out and we're scattered abroad. So now we have to drive a distance to the strip club. Now we have to drive away from our community to go to the bar. Now we have to drive away. There's no accountability in our community anymore. So it's easy for when I have an argument with my wife or with my significant other, I just leave the house and I drive away.
Mm-hmm.
And I come back whenever I can. And then nobody knows when I ever left. But back in the day, if I left the house, there were people sitting on the porch next door.
True.
And they'd see you and they'd be like, "Where you heading at? Where you going?" And then they can say, "Well, I saw him leave the house at 10:30. I saw him leave the house at 11 o'clock.
Right.
Now you can do everything undercover. You can be right home. You can be at your own house and be on the internet chatting with another woman.
Yeah.
While your family upstairs or on in the other room. The accessibility and access now is at the click of a button or a pickup of a phone call.
Right.
Which we
right.
didn't have those options back in the day. Now Papa always had been a Rolling Stone. So he still was doing it. It just was.
It's easier
a
now.
Different game. It's easier now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Well, listen, I thank you for calling in and giving us your perspective on all this. And thank you for tuning in too as well. Okay.
No problem. Meantime.
All right. I have one last question,
Steven.
I'm sorry. Huh?
Yeah. Let me just add on to why things are different, because my parents are still happily married.
Okay.
What I would just like to add on is that most people don't want to talk about this, but the directly or indirectly, women becoming more equals as men has at the same time subsequently made marriage less. Now, we can argue or differentiate, say that's a good thing or a bad thing, but one of the unintended consequences of women becoming equals as men in the relationship is that marriage became less desirable. And it's not only here in America, in Europe, in Australia, every country where women are as equals as men, marriage went into decline. And then where marriage is the strongest, it's not so. So that's one of the things. Another of the things is back then, he is right. It was smaller communities, less access, whatever. And for the most part, you had to get married. Both had two specific roles. One was the head of the household. The other one was the head of the head of the house, while the other person was the breadwinner. It was very specific roles, and you really needed both parts in order to take care of it. You also needed a lot of kids, because a lot of people back then lived in small communities or small farms and stuff, and you needed kids to take care of the duties. Nowadays, the world is overpopulated. Kids aren't a necessity. Social media, travel is a lot quicker. You can travel anywhere around the world. Social media, you can get connected to anyone else around the world. I mean, Facebook is what, like number four, number three reasons why divorce is happening? I mean, people are specifically saying Facebook is why the demise of the relationship. So I just think in general we just live in two totally different times than our parents or our grandparents before us.
Okay. We have another caller on Eternal. Are you there?
How you doing, Steve?
Is this Eternal? I know Eternal.
Yes, it is.
Oh, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Yeah, I thought I should chime in. I actually have some historical background for your discussion here.
Okay.
You know, you got to look at black people as a whole. We've come through a lot, black Americans specifically. You know, traditionally, we did have multiple wives. But the way that we practiced that type of marriage was not, it was where you would have a wife and you may have a necessity, like where, you know, the household is growing and we need more help here. And traditionally, the male didn't go out and choose the second wife. The wife did. She would choose from who was available in society. She'd say, okay, she has this skill set. She would make a good addition to the family. And then she would okay the marriage. And then when we came to America, you know, unwillingly, we were placed in a situation where relationships were forbidden. So, you know, you have one man who's a bull, and he sleeps with this one because master told him to, and he sleeps with that one because master told him to, and then some cats wouldn't even get it, you know? And so that carried over, that mentality carried over. Meanwhile, we're being fed Christian principles, you know, monogamy, right, one wife, and, you know, and these different values. So, you know, when abolishment came and all of that, we still had that same mentality. We hang out on the block the same way we used to hang out on the plantation. And we have, you know, we got multiple women, and the star slave, you know, he was the one who got all the girls. And, you know, and so you got players out here. And, you know, but I say, you know, look, I'm a realist. I look at where we are today and what time it is and all of that. And I say, you know, if, like, you're talking to a brother who was abstinent for 3.5 years. I made that decision. I was dating a beautiful woman, and we were both spiritual, and, you know, we wanted to do it right. And we had been sleeping together, but we made the decision that we wanted to be abstinent and do it right. And then, you know, a couple of years, a year later, we figured, you know, this just isn't working out. Without the sex, I don't even like you. So, you know, so the things fell apart. But I learned a lot of things, and, you know, and that put me on a different path. And eventually, I found the wife that I'm with now. And, you know, and we had 4 beautiful children and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I have to say, if you think that love didn't exist during slave times, even though there was all of that going on, you're mistaken. There were, I've read books full of letters where people would try to stay in contact and maintain their relationships over great distances at the risk of getting beaten or even killed, where they express true love. They, you know, I love you. I can't wait. I know we're going to be together. They hoped that they could get together or something, and, you know, and they maintain their relationships. Nowadays, I say, look, if, one, we need to stop, I guess, thinking that money gets you woman. That's, you know, now granted, you can take care of a wife and raise a family and have a comfortable life if you have money. But generally speaking, you can get woman and you don't have to have money. What you need to be is interesting. You know, you should educate yourself. You should want something. You should strive to do better. I mean, women see that. Women see somebody who wants something and is willing to go for it and willing to do and work and do whatever he has to do to make it. And they'll be with you if that's really what it is. And, I mean, women also want excitement. They want to have fun, you know.
Right.
You know, they what happened to truth? You know, like when I was when I was single and dating, I never lied to women and told them, you know, you're my girl, you're the only one, and then I'm running around with a bunch of other women. I told them the truth. I said, you know what, I'm sleeping with everybody. You know, you really, and if you really think that you're the one, make me believe it, because right now, I just want to have fun with you.
Right.
And I like being with you. And, you know, you seem to like being with me. So let's do that, you know. And if I see something, you show me something different, maybe I'll settle down. I'm not saying that I can't be with you alone, but I don't want to.
Well, let me ask you this, Eternal. Were you one of the guys, you know, there's some guys, I think that, like, with some men, when you're getting people throwing it at you all the time, you know what I mean, women throwing it at you all the time, like Martin said, that you're not, you know, having a whole lot of people coming at you as you get older is not a big thing because you've always had that. But if you're someone who didn't have that and then all of a sudden you get all these women throwing themselves at you, it's different. You kind of lose your mind because you're thinking, okay, now everybody wants me. So, I mean, I think it depends on the person. You know what I mean? It depends on the guy and what his experience was coming up, you know.
Well, I have to say, coming up, I had a mentality of, like, I can have any woman that I want. I just have to be willing to go through whatever I have to go through to get her. And I make the decision whether she's worth that or not. And, you know, as far as women throwing it at me and all of that, it's, you know, I had a couple, but honestly, I had sort of a good rap, let's call it, like where I could create interest where there might not be any. Yeah, I mean, I spit game. That's right. I spit G, you know. So, and that's, you know, I've always kind of had that, you know. And not to say that I was a gabby person, because I was actually very quiet. But if I had something to say, I could say it with authority. And women liked, I think, the fact that I would take control. You know, I was never like that person who was afraid, you know, to take control. I my dad was always there, and he let me know. I mean, you know, and some women may agree or disagree or whatever, but, you know, my dad raised me to believe that men have their place and their responsibilities, and women have their place and responsibilities. And that, I'm not saying that a woman can't be a astrophysicist or, you know, or even a boxer. But what I am saying is, you know, women are homemakers, and they have certain skill sets with children. They're nurturing and loving, and men are more like lions and lay down the law and tear stuff up if it has to get torn up, you know, and you just have a natural affinity for that. So, you know, and I think that when I was out there dating and women, you know, I would meet women and all of that, I would take charge right away, you know.
Okay.
And I think that they were attracted to that. So in that respect, I say, yeah, I developed a lot of attraction, you know, from a lot of women. Plus, I knew how to fight, and I think chicks like that when you're young.
You can defend. Well, listen, Eternal, I want to thank you for calling in and give us your perspective on everything. I really appreciate you calling in, listening in, and participating. So thanks again, okay?
Thank you, sir. Thank you,
all
sir.
Right.
Wonderful show. Enjoying it.
Appreciate it. All right, to my guests, my panel, I have one last question, and then we're going to wrap this conversation up. I want to thank you all for being on tonight. I asked the ladies this last week, and I got some interesting responses. So I'm going to start with you, Tyrone. What do you find to be, on a first date, what is the biggest turnoff on the first date a woman can do?
Biggest turnoffs on the first date. Put me on the spot. I guess the biggest expectation, maybe that they have certain expectations of what I'm supposed to do, as opposed to being appreciative of what I do in general. So they set expectations. So even if I give them the most generous of dates, they're not appreciative of it because they expected as if that's what I was supposed to do to begin with. So it undermines or undervalues the very date that I did for them to begin with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sandy,
biggest turnoff on the first date a woman can do?
Biggest turnoff, constant complaining.
Yeah.
Whether it's about life, work, men, the service, wherever we at, it's too hot, it's too cold, traffic. I ain't trying to hear all that. I'm trying to relax, get to know you. And if I know, if I'm getting to know you and you're constantly complaining, I know you're going to complain about one more thing, and that's me turning around and walking out. And it's as simple as that.
Wow. Okay, Marcus, biggest turnoff, first date.
Man, Sandy just took the words right out of my mouth, man. He really did, man. But I ain't really got to reiterate on that. But I also would say just hygiene, man. Hygiene. That's just, golly, man. You can't come to this date like that. Nah, not like
that. Right. That's just pointless. Well, listen, gentlemen, I want to thank you all for coming today and sharing your thoughts. You know, very much appreciated, very valuable. And you all have a good night, okay?
All right, man.
All right, sir.
All right, all right. And everyone that's listening tonight, I want to thank you all. You called in, shared your opinions. Really great discussion tonight. Now, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we are going to play my brand-new single from my upcoming project. So I look forward to hearing that, and we'll play it for you when we come back. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight. As I told you, I'm very excited because a year ago tomorrow, October 4th, 2010, I started working on my project. Been through so much drama in and out, and tomorrow, October 4th, 2011, I'm debuting on iTunes and all digital media, my website, StephenKnightMusic.webs.com. My very first single from my project coming out is called A Day in the Night. This is the first song that's produced by Phoenix Electric. Again, you can pick it up tomorrow online. It's called Forever. I hope you enjoy.
Incredible. Together we can do anything. make it last forever.
Again, that was my my first single from A Day and a Night, my album coming out probably early next year. You can check that out again at my website, StephenKnightMusic.web.com, and on Facebook, Miss Parker.
I'm here. That was a very good show, Stephen.
What did you think about the conversation?
I didn't want to get too involved because I know that, you know, the ladies were interested in hearing from a man's perspective, so I didn't want to throw my two cents in there. We already had the women's show, so I wanted to just see. I was interested in seeing what they had to say. So, excuse me.
Did you agree with a lot of things being? Did you agree with a lot of things being said, or?
I don't know if I agree or not. I have no idea when it comes to dating. Like, I've given up on the whole trying to figure it out. So. I have no clue. I guess it means they're saying that I guess everybody's experience is unique, but in general, I think they made some valid points.
Yeah. Well, what's your week looking like? Hopefully, you can get over this cold.
I know it seems like at nighttime it gets worse. You know, just work, and trying to stay in the gym.
I hear that.
Myself, I'm eating everything in my fridge. When it gets cold, I eat a lot. So.
I heard that. Well, listen, I want to thank everyone, and I mean everyone. Our chat room was buzzing. I mean, they had me crying. I'm trying to do the show, and I'm reading the chat. It was crazy. But I want to thank everyone, Sandy, Marcus, Tyrone. I want to thank Eterno. I want to thank Jared, I believe his name was. Everyone that called in and shared their opinion, everyone that joined us in chat, Facebook, some people were on the line listening. You all have a great week.
Thanks to the guys who called in and participated. It was a great show, guys. Thank you.
God bless.
Have a good one.
Fresh, so clean. Tonight it's all eyes on me. Everything goes.